Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Have you begun the meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's pray and then we'll start the message. Yes?
Yeah, we did pray, yes.
Oh, you did pray?
Yeah, prayer again. Mom, you can.
Okay. Well, thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba in heaven. We love you. We thank you, Jesus. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you send the power of your Holy Spirit tonight. And you pour out your love upon us, God. So that your love might run over like a river in our hearts. And that it would run like a river through our lives to all of those around us. And that river would bring cleansing and holiness. It would bring righteousness and truth. And it would bring love. And everywhere that that river runs, it will bring life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, beloved, thank you for asking me to speak with you. It's a great privilege. Hallelujah. And although I'm not with you there in the natural, I am in the spirit. And very much I've had you on my heart the last 4 months. This message that the Holy Spirit has given me is called Star of Pakistan. And tonight is the beginning of a feast called Purim. It's Esther's feast. And Esther means star in the Persian language. And she was a very brave and courageous woman. And we'll look at her story in just a moment. But first, I've been seeing in the news that in Pakistan, women are coming to the front. And recently, they're at the MQM rally. The theme was Empowered Women Make a Strong Pakistan. And the BBC said that this was the biggest women's meeting in history. Yes, and not only in Pakistan or in Asia, but perhaps the entire world.
Asia,
So we see that the Lord is, that the natural events are focusing on women. And then I also want to acknowledge Charmin Obed Chinoy. Who just won an Oscar for her brave short documentary film called Saving Face. This is about, she's a Pakistani woman who shows the plight of victimized Pakistani women. And it's being released tomorrow, March 8th. Now, these are current events. And Ecclesiastes 1:9, it says, that which has been is what will be done. That which is done is what will be done. And there's nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which it may say, be said, see, this is new? It has already been in ancient times before us. And for this reason, we look at the story of Esther in the book of Esther. And we can learn something from Esther that applies to us today. Esther was a poor orphan girl in ancient Persian city of Susa. And Esther means star. Tonight, this night, as we begin Purim, Purim means the Feast of Lots. And Lots, it means that your fate is sometimes determined by powers beyond your control. Now let's look at this story of Esther. I'm not going to read the whole book. I'm going to give you a summary. Now there was a great king, Ahasuerus. And there were a people in his land that were called the people of God. And there was a man named Mordecai who worked in the palace of King Ahasuerus. Now this king, this great king, decided to have a great feast. And he invited all the leaders and nobles from all of the countries that he ruled over, from India to, I believe it's to Somali today. So Persia was a great land. It was the greatest land, and he was the greatest ruler of the old world. So he showed off the glories of his kingdom to all his nobles and leaders for 180 days. And then he had a great feast in his palace for 7 days. And he spared no expense. It was very lavish. And the queen, Vashti, also had a banquet for the women. And the king said, let everyone drink as much wine as they want. And then the nobles wanted to see the lovely, beautiful Queen Vashti. So the king commanded her to come. But she refused the king's command. And this was a shame and a reproach upon the king in front of all of his noble and leaders, noblemen. So the king asked the wise men, what should I do with Queen Vashti? And the seven wise men counseled the king, saying, you must put her away because all the women in the kingdom will disobey their husbands, as an example. So Queen Vashti was dethroned and never again came before the king. And when the king's anger had gone away, he asked his nobles again, what should he do? And they said, let all the beautiful young virgins be collected and brought to the king, and let him choose another queen. And Esther was an orphan girl that her uncle Mordecai was raising as his own daughter. And she was very beautiful, so she was taken to the king's palace. And she was chosen to be queen of Persia. Now, Uncle Mordecai worked in the palace. And he had discovered a plot to assassinate the king. And And the villains were put to death, and the act was recorded in the Chronicles. Now, there was another man in the king's service named Haman. He was very powerful and very proud. And he, when he rode through the palace gates, he would see Esther's uncle Mordecai. And Mordecai would not bow or pay homage to Haman. And this insulted Mordecai, so he became angry. This insulted Haman, and so he became angry with Mordecai. And he vowed to seek revenge against Mordecai. Haman went to the king and said, King, there is a group of people who do not obey your laws here. And the king gave Haman permission to write an edict against these people to destroy them. And after the edict went out to destroy Mordecai and the people of God, Mordecai went to the gates of the city and tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and ashes. Meanwhile, Queen Esther had not revealed who her people were to the king and the courtiers. Because Mordecai had counseled her not to reveal who her people were. And Esther was distressed to hear that Mordecai was mourning at the city gates and sent new clothes for him. And he would have none of it. So she asked him, find out, she asked her maidservants to ask Mordecai, what is the matter? And Mordecai said that Haman has put out an edict to destroy all of God's people. And Queen Esther said, well, what can I do? I cannot go to the king unless he bids me come. He commands me to come. And Mordecai said, and this is a famous, very famous verse here. Do you think in your heart, Esther, that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all of the other of God's people? For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise from another place.
Agar vahan par Esther chup kar jati, khamosh ho jati,
But you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And Esther said, okay, call for a 3-day fast. And Esther went into King Ahasuerus's court. And the king extended his scepter to her. Which meant that he gave her permission to live and request her petition. And he said, Esther, what is it that you desire of me? And Esther asked that the king and Haman come to a banquet with her today. And the king said, yes, we will be there quickly. And Esther prepared a great banquet, and the king and Haman came to the banquet. And the king and Haman were drinking wine, and the king asked Esther, what is your petition of me? I will give you up to half of my kingdom. And Esther asked, great king, please come to another banquet with Haman again tomorrow, and then I will tell you my request. And in the night between the two banquets, the king was troubled. And the king went to the chronicles, and he saw in the writings that Mordecai had saved his life. So the next morning, he asked Haman, what should I do to honor the man who has saved my life? And Haman thought in his heart, oh, it must be me the king wants to honor. And he said, Lord, let a royal robe, which the king has worn, been brought, and let the royal horse, which has a crest, be placed upon it. And let this person wear the royal robe and ride the royal horse. And then have one of the king's most noble princes take this man and this horse all around the city and proclaim, thus it shall be done for the man whom the king honors. And so the king said, Haman, you shall do this for Mordecai. And Haman was humiliated.
था उसने कहा कि ऐसे किया जाए।